morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and I'm so grateful that you're here today and so glad to be able to welcome each one of you. Did I already say we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living? So for those of you who are joining us online, welcome joining us here today for our Sunday service. And so I invite you to join me in reading our mission statement. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving way to that divine presence. That divine presence that is in and through and around everything, that is a presence of intelligence, that is that very life energy, that is the very essence of love and peace and truth and wholeness and good without end, that we are giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to that within us, that is always inside of us because it is our own essential nature. It is the very essence of our spirit, that which we have come from and that which we have come as. And so what happens is, as we come to recognize that all of those qualities of spirit are within us, then when we are out in the world and the world is not reflecting that back to us, it puts us in a place of choice. And it puts us in a place of power because we can tap into that within us, and then we aren't reliant on the world to give that to us in order to be okay. And so I thank every one of you for participating in walking the spiritual path, in bringing that presence into this world, and in awakening to your own divine nature. So thank you all for that. So on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit. And Carrie Hillary is with us today. Yay. She's going to lead us in the prayer chant, I Open Up, which will lead us into that evocation. So I invite you just to kind of settle into yourself and to allow yourself to just kind of let go and to move within to that place where you can feel your own beingness.
I invite you to turn within and to follow your heart to a space of peace where we commune with the life at the heart of our being. And as we move our minds into the sacred space, I realize we are part of the creative life, the divine essence of spirit is all there is. There is no other. An infinite life is ever present, and it is here right now. It surrounds us and expresses itself as us. I know our essence is divine, and we are life's expression of love. This is the truth of who we are in every circumstance and at all times. The life of spirit lives through us. It breathes our breath. It presses itself against us, moves through our thoughts with its love that touches our hearts to bring us peace. And from this place of love, I know every word Reverend Jennifer speaks is inspired by truth and her desire to share this truth with us. I bless Living Beyond Limits, this congregation, and all who are here today to celebrate the love of spirit. I bless Carrie and her beautiful music, and I give thanks for this day and for so very much more. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. And it goes like this. Those labeled great have been people who extended their thinking to include all nations and races. God's perfect idea of man is the basis for every living soul. When we dislike people and groups, we are bearing witness to our small and limited viewpoints. The people in who we fail to find good are born of the same mind, operate under the same law, and express the same life as we do. Our inability to see their divine origin is our self-created stumbling block. I believe in God and the brotherhood of mankind. No one is better than myself. No one is less good than myself. I live in God's universe, filled with God's beloved people, and I cooperate with them in love. I love the truth that expresses in every nationality, every race, and every creed. I extend my thinking to include them all in a universal blessing. I know that every person is unfolding in spiritual understanding and growing in wisdom. Every person I meet today blesses me in interesting and loving ways, and they enrich me with ideas of value. And so it is.
You. And Barbara, where's Barbara? Your invocation was beautiful. Thank you very much. It's beautiful. Right. And so last week, the Edison tree trimmers came to my house and knocked on my door and told me they wanted to come in the backyard and trim the tree so it wasn't touching the wires. And I was getting ready to leave for work. And he said, "Is now a good time?" And I said, "Not really. How about tomorrow?" He said, "What time?" I said, "How about 10 o'clock?" Sure. So he leaves, and the next day they show up about 10:45, and I go to the front. That's okay. You know, I was wondering, I wonder if they're going to show up. And then I heard the truck outside, and he knocks on the door, and I go, yeah, this is a great time. He goes, oh, well, actually, we're going to eat lunch first, and then we'll come and trim your tree. So they go and sit down on the parkway and are eating lunch, and I thought to myself, you know what? I have some homemade zucchini bread. I think I'm going to take them some zucchini bread to go with their lunch. So I took a couple slices on napkins and took them out to them. It felt so good to do that. And you know what? Whether they appreciated it or not, it didn't really matter. Whether they liked the taste of it or not, it didn't really matter. It just felt so good to be able to share a kindness and to recognize the connection that we have with other people. And so, you know, we have a need as human beings to experience that connection. That's why it feels so good to be with friends and loved ones. That needing to have that connection is why it feels so good to even talk to the person in the line at the grocery store that you're standing next to. Or why it feels so good to be here together rather than watching a video online of our service like we were doing. We love that sense of connection with each other. Ernest Holmes said, since there is but one spirit, and this spirit is in you and in everything, then everywhere you go, you will meet this spirit. You meet this spirit in people, in places, and in things. When we experience connection with each other like that, there's something that gets stirred inside of us. Our spirits get stirred. Our spirit gets to come out and express a little bit. As spiritual beings, we yearn to have that connection. As spiritual beings, we yearn to live from our spirit. We long to come from that place of love, that place of inclusion, that place of connectedness with each other. It feels good to be there. And yet, sometimes we don't feel that love inside of us, and sometimes we don't act very inclusive, and sometimes we don't feel very connected to people. Sometimes we don't express our spirit like that in the world because of the fear and the angst and the otherness that we create in our minds about some people out there. Sometimes we purposely do not connect with other people, certain people. You know, those people that are of that other religion, or those people that are of that other political party and have that other perspective, or people perhaps that have a different gender identity or a different sexual orientation or a different ethnicity. Whatever it is in your own mind and in your own life that makes otherness, they are the other. And so when we create that otherness out of people, what happens is we put them and their kind on the other side of the wall. We put a wall up that protects our heart and our spirit, and they are kept outside of that. And right now, we see that and that divisiveness and that division so big in our country right now. People have an attitude of us versus them, and it's tribalism. They are not part of my tribe. First chakra energy. We say to ourselves, you don't see things the way that I see them, so I'm going to put this wall up. Somehow it's as if we think that hate and divisiveness is going to resolve the division that we have. Or we think that hate and divisiveness is somehow going to make things better or somehow take us where we want to go. But you know that's not the way things work. I mean, if you think about, imagine that you are having a disagreement with your significant other. You don't agree on something and you're feeling angry about it. Well, so because you're feeling that way, say you decide not to talk to that person and you're going to put them out of your heart. Whether it's your spouse or your best friend or someone in your family, it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to speak to them and I'm putting them out of my heart. How easy is it then to resolve whatever the difference is? How easy is it then to move forward into harmony and into working together. What if all of our relationships, the relationships that you have with your friends and with your loved ones, the relationships that you have with strangers and neighbors and enemies, what if every single person that came into your awareness was actually a part of your spiritual path? What if each person that crosses your awareness is here to help you discover who you are and who it is you want to be in this world? Reverend Roger Teal, in his book, This Life is Joy, said, "Every relationship with another is actually designed to teach you about yourself. That's why all our relationships are essential and unavoidable. They are all in service to our growth and our becoming." Neil Donald Walsh, in his book Conversations with God, said, "The soul has come to the body and the body to life for the purpose of evolution. You are evolving. You are becoming. You are reusing your relationships with everything to decide what you're becoming. This is the job you came here to do." And so there's a story of two brothers. One was a drug addict and a drunkard, and he frequently beat up his family. The other brother was a very successful businessman who was respected in society and had a wonderful family. Some people wanted to find out why two brothers from the same parents, brought up in the same environment, could be so different. So the first one was asked, "How come you do what you do? You're a drug addict and a drunk, and you beat your family. What motivates you?" He said, "My father." They asked, "What about your father?" The reply was, "My father was a drug addict and a drunk, and he beat his family. What do you expect of me? This is what I am." They went and asked the other brother, who was doing everything right, and asked him the same question. "How come you're doing everything right? What is your source of motivation?" And guess what he said? "My father. When I was a little boy, I used to see my dad drunk, doing all the wrong things. I made up my mind, that is not what I wanted to be." Both were deriving their strength and motivation from the same source, but both chose very differently. Every relationship is in our lives to help us discover who we are and to decide who it is we want to be. And to help us discover and create who we are becoming. In my heart of hearts, I wish nothing more than the divisiveness that is happening in our country were not happening. That divisiveness that is creating fear and angst, individually and collectively, that is caused by the division that we have in this country. I would love nothing more than to see us all come into community. Community, being part of this together. We're working together towards solutions. And so, Galen Gwengerich, in The Way of Gratitude, said, "It's all about relationships. Strictly speaking, farmers don't grow crops. Warmth and light from the sun and water from the rain or irrigation and nutrients from the soil enable crops to grow. Farmers till the ground and plant the seeds, harvest the crops. To do this work, farmers use tractors, harrows, planters, combines, and other machines and equipment. We are the tractors and the machines that God uses to bring love into this world, that God is using to bring peace into this world. that God is using to bring harmony and wholeness and inclusion and oneness forward. God is using us as the tools to bring those things to this planet. So easy for me to see how my personal relationships have served me, to see how my personal relationships have grown me and evolved me and helped me discover who I really am. I know the intimate relationships that I've had in my life have helped me discover my own goodness and my own lovableness and my own caring, of course, as well as my own insecurities. I've discovered more of who I am and the characteristics that I had inside of me, maybe that were untapped, than if I had not been in those relationships. It has served me so well. And my friendships have served me in discovering within myself playfulness and supportiveness and my love of laughing. And strangers have helped me discover my own generosity and my open-heartedness and my love of people. And so the title of my talk today is You Plus Me Equals We. And I'm talking about that all relationships are part of our spiritual path, and that all of our relationships are in our lives to help us discover who we are, to help us unfold our greater self, those parts of ourselves that we haven't yet given way to or haven't yet fully developed. They're here to help us grow. Ernest Holmes said, "Love is the final security in the universe. Love is the greatest healing power in the universe. It is the only thing that binds people together in a spirit of community." In the consciousness of division in this country, love and care and inclusion and togetherness are the things that will help us move forward. And I know that your attitude and your actions cannot heal the whole world, but I know that they can heal the relationships that are right around you, the ones that touch you. And as people who are committed to walking the spiritual path and to living a spiritual path, that means we get to live our spirituality even when it's not easy. Because if we only practiced our spirituality when it was easy, where's the growth in that? Where's the giving way to something greater in that? And that doesn't mean that you have to agree with those people. And so my question to you, is there somewhere in your life where you are willing to meet someone with an open heart and a consciousness of inclusion that you have not been willing to do before now? Is there somewhere or someone in your life that you're willing to meet with an open heart and inclusion that you have not been willing to do before? Think about it for a second. And if you can't come up with an answer right now, think about it this week. Think about it today. Where might I meet someone with an open heart that I've been unwilling to do before? Jesus, the Christed One, said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I shall be." That means where two or more are gathered in my nature, there I shall be. That love and inclusion is the Christ nature that we already embody. When we reach out from that Christ consciousness within us, divine restoration happens. When there is no otherness, the Christ is born on this earth. I think we are all, and not just us in this room, but certainly us in this room, I think we are all being invited to be the group Messiah, to live as that Christ principle, to live from love and inclusion and care, to live in an awareness of our own spirit and that it is spirit, and that spirit is also in everyone else that we see, in everything else. That's living from that Christ awareness, the cosmic Christ. It is living in the awareness that that spirit is within everyone and everything as the ultimate power and as the absolute truth. And so my invitation to you this week is threefold. One is to know that all of your relationships are here to help you discover who you are and to help you determine who it is you want to be and to become that. That's why they're all in your life. They're all in your life by divine design. And guess what? You're the one that chose to come here. So really, you're the one that chose this path. It's all for your own spiritual evolution. And second invitation is to meet someone this week with an open heart and an attitude of inclusion that you would not normally meet with that kind of an attitude. And the third invitation is to engage with someone in a real conversation that you might not normally talk to, one of those other people, just a real conversation about anything. And see if when that happens, do you notice your spirit coming forward? Can you feel something shift inside of you? Notice, does it or does it not make a kinder world? That conversation that you're having with someone, does it or does it not make it a more spiritual world? And does it or does it not make it the world that you want to live in? And as a result, you will be growing and evolving and discovering a love that lives inside of you, the love that is your own divine nature. And you'll be bringing healing to this country and to this world. And so again, I honor every single one of you for choosing to walk this spiritual path. It brings tears to my eyes. For choosing to be awake. For choosing to bring your spirit to life. And to bringing that one infinite divine love into this world in a way that is so beautiful and so healing. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in prayer. How good it is actually to turn our attention from the chaos and the disorder and the craziness of the world, and to turn within to this place of stillness, to this place within you and me that knows there is no other. There is only this one infinite presence, and that we each and every single one of us live and move and have our beingness within this presence. And that every single one of us on this planet is an outpicturing of the divine itself, an outpicturing of intelligence and love and good. Yes, sometimes it's covered up and it's hard to see, but in this inward vision, looking through the eyes of our spirits, it is so easy to see that yes, we are each that here, come to earth to grow, to learn, to unfold, to discover who we are as spiritual beings. And so today I simply recognize that because we have said yes to this path, that our path is illuminated from on high, that we are guided and directed, that the way is made plain and smooth and easy, and that Spirit unfolds itself within us and through us and as us, that it reveals itself within our minds as clear thinking. It reveals itself within our hearts as an unconditioned love. It reveals itself in our lives as unity and connection and brotherhood and oneness. And so today we just revel in the truth, bringing all the parts of ourselves together to witness this truth. And I know that Spirit is the ultimate and only power. It is more powerful than our ego thoughts. It is more powerful than any division. It is more powerful than any confusion. For in God there is only wisdom and intelligence and perfection. And so I also speak this word not just about us in this room, but I speak this word about every single person on this planet, recognizing that they too are the one here in form, and that each one of them has a place within them that knows that. And that is being stirred today. That is being awakened today, so that they might each be a clearer conduit for love, and for oneness, and for good. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now, for we have each placed our attention on it and said yes. And so in that yes, I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is.
So it's time for our affirmation. And if you would all join me and Reverend Jennifer. My relationships.
All my relationships
are part of my spiritual path and are here to help me discover who I am and who I have come here to be. Today I choose love and inclusion. And so it is.
And so it is. And so I have just a couple of invitations and actually some thank yous too. We had 20 people check in on Meetup this week that said they were coming. So I appreciate all of you doing that. And I appreciate your continuing to do that, to check in. And invite you, of course, to share our talks that show up on our Facebook page. So follow us on Facebook, like them. Then they get sent out and get exposure to lots of other people as a way to advertise. That's how we do advertisement right now. Also, we have a sign-up sheet in the back if you would like to join one of the teams to come help us set up or break down or bring coffee or be a greeter. And I thank all of you, too, who have been participating in that. It's been really wonderful. Our Sunday talks, I already told you, are available, and we have prayer support after service. There's a Ministry of Prayer box in the back. We have prayer shawls that you can take home with you. And also, we've been talking about doing some summer activities together, and so we decided this morning that there is the Long Beach Municipal Band will be playing at El Dorado Park on Friday, September 22nd at 6:30. The little things in the back. I wrote it down on the bottom of the sign-up sheet, so if you want to write that date down, if anybody wants to go and we can meet together. You don't have to tell me now, but think about it maybe the week before and we'll decide. Yes?
September was July.
Oh, July. We're not in September.
Wow, we skipped summer.
I guess so. July 22nd. I'm so sorry. July 22nd, it's just in a couple weeks. And so if you want to go, we'll tell the week before, and then we can hold some space or some chairs to be together and do that kind of stuff and bring a picnic. And
if we bring a sign, not only do we know where we are, but we can find wherever.
That's a good idea. We'll do that. All right, we'll do that. So, yeah, a yard sign. There you go. So that's it for those invitations.